What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. If you'd like to learn more about Tortoise and how to become a member, just click on the link in the episode description. Today, the biggest rail strike in 3 decades. How much disruption will it cause, and what's behind it?
So today, I appeal directly to rail workers who I think are less militant than their union leaders. Don't risk striking. Don't risk the industry and your future. Don't risk striking yourself out of a job.
In a final plea last week, Transport Secretary Grant Shapps urged rail workers not to listen to the bosses of their unions. It was an attempt to put a stop to the planned rail strikes due to take place on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday this week. In total, about 40,000 members of the Rail, Maritime and Transport Union, or RMT, will take part in the industrial action. And on Tuesday, in a separate walkout, Transport for London workers who belong to the RMT and Unite unions will also strike on all London Underground lines. Around half of Britain's rail lines are expected to be closed. The number of services will be limited to around 4,500 per day. That's down from the usual 20,000, according to Network Rail. The strikes are going to impact several large events across the country, including Glastonbury and a cricket test match between England and New Zealand.
Every day of the week there's something happening in the country, but when we put action on, we put it on to be effective. If we don't put it on, you're not going to have any government ministers paying any attention to it, are you?
And there are fears petrol and diesel supplies, as well as the delivery of goods, will be affected. The dispute is estimated to cost an already cash-stripped industry between £100 and £150 million. And there's one man who's leading the charge.
I can't see a way out from the strikes at the moment, unless there's a breakthrough, unless the government instructs these companies, which they are doing, to change their line rather than harden their line. It's very, very likely that there'll be strike action.
That's Mick Lynch. He's often pictured wearing a dark suit with a small green RMT badge. He's the General Secretary of the union. It has more than 83,000 members who work in everything from mainline and underground railways to buses and shipping. And it's organising this week's mass train strike.
We completely regret the disruption. I understand the anger that the public will feel. I understand their concern at the disruption. But I also understand the anger of our members and of working people in general the way they're being ripped off by their employers and ripped off by the government.
Having left school at 16, Mick Lynch qualified as an electrician before moving into construction. He soon joined a trade union, only to be illegally blacklisted as a result. Unable to find work in construction after being blacklisted, he joined Eurostar and became active in both the National Union of Rail and RMT. Rising through the union's ranks, he has a history of securing a number of important deals on pay and conditions for workers. So, what are these strikes about?
We don't want strike action. This is a defensive action against the companies and the government, in fact, who are bringing in stringent cuts, thousands of jobs of our members. Some thousands have already gone, and there's thousands more to go.
Around 2,500 maintenance jobs are set to be cut, which, according to the Trades Union Congress, will put passenger safety at risk.
They also want to completely change the conditions that our members have agreed with their employers, and we haven't had a pay rise for a very long time.
Mick Lynch blames the greed of rail companies for giving them no option but to strike.
There are railway bosses taking home millions of pounds every year. The railways made £500 million of profit last year when fares and passengers were at an all-time low. People are stripping money out of the railway. They're stripping money out of the economy. And if workers' wages don't go up, it means a transfer of wealth from the poor to the rich.
As the cost of living goes up, RMT workers say they want a fair pay rise after entering a third year of pay freeze.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Unions have a history of clashing with conservative governments, and this government believes these strikes are coordinated. Downing Street has accused the unions of moving to industrial action without proper negotiations and rejects claims it could be doing more to prevent the walkout. But Labour has accused the government of blocking a resolution to stop the strikes. It's urged it to listen to the workers. Instead, though, the Department for Transport is floating ideas to reduce the impact of strike action.
The Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, says the government will look at changing the law so employers can bring in agency staff, although it can't happen in time for the planned strikes. Unions are outraged.
Here's Mark Savotka from the Public and Commercial Services Union speaking to Sky News.
If you think about what Grant Shapps is trying to do with that legislation, it's to make industrial action ineffective. Now, I believe it's a basic human right to be able to withdraw your labour. You only do it as a last resort. If people can be brought in to undermine disputes, it will lead to bitterness, it will lead to division, and it will lead to these problems getting worse.
It's likely this could be the start of a summer of strikes. The Transport Salaried Staffs Association, or TSSA Union, recently announced that its 6,000 members who work in other parts of railway infrastructure will vote later this month on whether to strike in July. But ahead of this week's industrial action, the advice to passengers is simple. Don't travel unless you really need to. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. Today's episode was written and mixed by Imi Harper. While you're here, I'm delighted to tell you that super early bird tickets for Kite 2023, Tortoise's Ideas and Music Festival, are out now. This year, we were joined by Self Esteem, David Olasoga, Grace Jones, Bimini, and loads more for brilliant conversations and rapturous sing-alongs. Go to kitefestival.co.uk/tickets now to save 25% with a super early bird ticket for Kite 2023. You have until midnight on Sunday, the 3rd of July.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolf. This week on Trendy, in 3 weeks' time, voters in England and Wales will go to the polls to choose local councillors, mayors, and police and crime commissioners. Why do these elections matter? Do they matter? And what do they tell us about the state of parties going into the general election?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss a single episode.